Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last week, Kirk Cousins looked like he was a washed-up NFL quarterback with a bum Achilles. He goes 20 of 29 for 241 yards and two touchdowns. With the game on the line, we got a quarterback that's a statue back there. Where is all this money that Howie has spent on this pass rush? Non-existent. Couldn't sniff Kirk Cousins with the game on the line. That's an embarrassment to this defensive line. Embarrassment to that pass rush.
Embarrassment.
I don't even know what kind, like, you know, it's about what kind of cologne he wearing. You didn't even know he had on cologne. You weren't that close.
No idea. They had no idea. Kirk Cousins, who we saw last week, couldn't move. Was just sitting back there waiting all day. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as we react here. Let's also hear from Ruben Frank last night on Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis.
Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis have been huge disappointments through two games. Just not making plays. Just been invisible.
With less to do with the scheme than what you just said?
I mean, scheme's changed, but the product hasn't. I mean, Jalen Carter was pretty good last year. Jordan Davis wasn't, but I haven't seen anything. I think Jalen Carter had one decent pressure tonight. As far as run stopping, I mean, there's nobody stopping the run on this team.
At all. I thought it was as bad as the pass rush.
And I also believe we saw when Cousins had time, he could pick apart the secondary.
Yeah.
Hugh, I got to tell you, that clock is ticking on Jordan Davis here. It is ticking.
I still believe in Jordan Davis, man. I know I'm probably the only one in the city.
The last man standing.
Listen, tremendous amount of respect for Seth and the guys that he played with, man. And I know Seth knows football. I don't know what's going on over there at the NovaCare. I don't. I don't know what Coach Hurt is doing. Not trying to blame Coach Hurt, but I see... Like, when I'm watching film, because it's on right now, and it's on a loop. The only person I see playing old school football that I recognize is BG. Like, from the line of scrimmage, shocking, getting separation, seeing where the ball is, two-gapping, if you will, at 36 years old. Just basic fundamentals. Dipping, ripping, like two-gapping, getting them off your body, seeing where the ball is going, shedding the block, getting to the ball carrier. These other cats, man, like, I see the power. I don't see the push. Complacency. That's the word that I can use.
That's a strong word.
Like, it's like, I'm looking at Jordan, and it's like, it's okay. It's not okay to be blocked by two people. It's not. It's not. I don't know on any planet where it's okay. Like, everything that I saw them do at Georgia to put them in position to be first-round draft picks. I ain't seeing it
We're not, and you're not either. All right, we'll come back, Hugh. Let's talk about those edge rushers in a few minutes. Let's get phone calls and then what you're seeing with the edge guys who are not getting near the quarterback. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Who do you blame the most for last night's Eagles loss? Sirianni, the defense, play calling, Saquon. The defense getting the brunt of the votes today. 44%, 31% are with me on Sirianni. 17% on play calling. 8% decided to vote for Saquon and the drop. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What do we think of Jeff?
All right, so first of all, I would have taken the points in that second drive when they got – that was so deflating when they didn't score points on that drive. I mean, Saquon was just ripping and running, you know, 10, 9, 8 yards every time, mm-hmm. and then they get down there and they can't get in. But and yes, he should have caught that ball, but I don't think they should have been throwing the ball there, because at that point the clock is what you're playing against.
Yep.
You have a lead. You know that if you run 40 or 50 more seconds off of that clock, the less time they have to go down, because your defense stinks. Let's face it. You need to use that clock more than anything. And I don't know what Sirianni's doing, but he's not doing too much. He's making some wrong decisions. And, Hugh, if I get up on that defense is a luxury hill with you, we might have to throw hands. Because, look, dude, I hear what you're saying, but you have to have at least a good defense. Yes, a great defense is a luxury. I'll give you that. But you have to have at least a good defense, and they got to at least touch the quarterback at some point, especially a guy who most likely wasn't 100% with his legs.
No, I agree with that, but it's still but the point still stands, is because I look at it like this, Jeff, and I know everybody's mad at me for saying that.
Yes.
But
I need to be mad at someone today.
No, but the point still stands. I said before the season started that you have to help this defense out. I said that.
All right,
and they have to play with a lead. You put them in a bad spot.
And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Okay, so I agree with you. And they'd be better. I mean, not certainly be better if they're up 14 points, right? They can maybe pin their ears back and rush the quarterback a little bit more. But last night, the Eagles ran the football pretty well, right? The Eagles ran the football Let me find it. They ran it 37 times for 186 yards. They won time of possession 35-24.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, the defense has to stop someone.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But at the same time, going into this game, because we all did the pregame, what was our point totals? 28 to 20-something, something
like
that? Yeah, I
think it was 26-21, something like that.
And they barely came close to that. If you play, if the game skews differently, because I look at it like this, Joe. All night long, you call plays that made, as the game progressed, made the Falcons feel like they could hang with you, made them feel like they were on the same tier as you was on. You know what I got a whole lot from yesterday? People telling me how much better the talent is offensively than their talent, and how much more talented we are.
Didn't look that way.
You allowed that team that we all felt going into that game yesterday, you allowed them to stick around and feel like they could play with you, so much so that in the fourth quarter, it was third and, what, two or whatever it was, they felt ballsy enough to go for it, and they made it. You know why? It was funny, because that was when I was on my way out to build, and Mike Quick said on the broadcast, the only way you go for that play is if you're trying to win the football game. And guess what happened? They won the game, because it's your fault. Your fault that you allowed them to stick around. Teams like that, we was all talking about, they're not that good. Step on their neck then. Make them realize, you know what my coach used to say, if they're bad, beat them because they're bad. They weren't that bad. I tried to tell you. They weren't that bad. I did try to tell you.
Well, yeah, so
I think we look worse and the Falcons look better, though.
No, but it's the bottom line is this. Again, the game plan, and this is what I was trying to say. Okay, I understand that Devontae Smith is our number one target in the situation. Okay, who makes up for that AJ miss? Britton Covey?
No.
No, seriously. No. I'm not picking on Britton Covey.
No.
You try to spread the ball, or Kyle Calcaterra?
So,
like those guys?
To your point on this, after watching it for 3 hours, if you think there's a big talent gap between these two teams, your eyes are different than mine.
Yes.
It didn't look that different. It didn't. Bijan and Saquon are the same thing. They're both dynamic backs. The quarter Cousins outplayed Hurts, and they're probably even in terms of like where they are in the standing of the league. I don't know, 12th, 13th best quarterbacks. Like, they're not great, but they're not bad, and they could certainly score some points and do some good things. Different kind of quarterbacks. The Eagles' line is probably better on offense. Their defense is better. It was an even game.
Riddle me this, and I understand that, you know, there are some that feel like, well, he's only been here a couple weeks. You traded for a first-round draft pick.
Jahan Dotson.
You traded for a first-round draft pick. You know how many times he touched the rock? Once. You told us in a press conference, and I'm just, you know, I don't know, again, what the practice is or what they're doing, But you told us that he's ready to take that step. Like, that's what you got him for. This is the reason why you traded for this man. You traded for this man that's a first-round draft pick for this situation, just in case. You got him the ball one time. But guess who got the ball six times?
Britton.
Britton Covey. And again, not picking on him. Kyle Calcaterra touched it twice. Dallas Goedert. Three catches for 38 yards.
You know what those guys
who
have?
Who do you think? You know who I think should have touched the ball a little bit more? Dallas Goedert.
I agree.
Maybe Devontae Smith. Look, hey, how about Jahan Dotson? You traded for him. Get the man involved.
Doesn't that feel like that's a problem with Dotson just not being that good?
If the Eagles are the all-name team.
No.
If you took the names off the back of their jerseys and you said, Joe, or anyone listening, watch these players, are they good? I'm not sure, guys. I'm really not. Like Nolan Smith, he's a name. Jordan Davis, he's a name. Jahan Dotson's a name. Are we sure they're really good NFL players? I mean, Hugh, I'm with you. It's shocking that Jahan Dotson couldn't get the ball. Was he open? Was Jalen just not throwing it to him?
Like,
or maybe he stinks.
I've been to NFL practices, and I kind of know how often I didn't play offense, but I kind of know how they go. You get him involved.
So you're saying the plays where they designed it for Covey, designed it for Dotson.
Why not?
Because I'm with you on that.
No, I'm saying why not?
The Covey stuff wasn't like he was just open. They
designed plays for Covey. They ran that screen for Covey.
Think about it like this.
You design a place for Covey, and you're having we talk about how small Devontae Smith is. He's out there blocking for Covey.
I know. I saw that.
Did y'all see that?
Blocking for Covey, too. I don't think Dotson's that good.
But Kyle, my thing is this. Let's find out. You targeted him one time. Like, Kyle, you know there's such
there
a thing
be a
as,
reason for that.
Kyle, but you know there's such a thing as game planning for somebody, right? You know that if I wanted to, even if he doesn't understand my offense.
So you mean to tell me the coaching staff is stupid enough to just forget about Jahan Dotson, where he can't get open? Listen
to what I'm saying. If you want to feature somebody in this offense, you can do it. All you got to do is get some plays that he's comfortable with.
Yeah.
And let him run no.
All that being said, and that, I don't disagree with that, and maybe he just stinks too on top of it, they could have won the game. I mean, Saquon catches the ball, they win the game. If the coach doesn't throw the ball there, they knock 40 more seconds off. If they go for the fourth down after the drop, they may have won the game there.
I'm looking at this block that, bruh.
It's a mind-boggling loss. Better than Britton Covey.
No, hold up. This Nolan Smith chip block.
Oh, I saw when he got knocked by the running back.
That's the one where you'd be like, "We got a bleeder. He's not gonna make it."
This team. All right, let's go to John. What's up, John?
He's not gonna make it.
Hey, John.
Guys. Hey, Hugh. You taught me a long time ago to kind of watch the game a little differently. So all I do is watch the line play. Probably also your only caller who has an offense.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rich.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Q Douglas Jacksonville Jaguars.
No. Wow.
You shouldn't do anything for us.
Jaguars, Hugh, but you taught me to watch things differently. So I got two questions for you, and I know you've got some ties to Atlanta, so maybe I don't understand. Who the hell is Ross Dwelly or Charlie Werner?
Ross Dwelly?
Yeah, and Charlie Werner.
I don't know. Do not ring a bell.
Those two guys are the tight ends on the Atlanta Falcons who were set up one-on-one with no help as tight ends on Nolan Smith.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, yeah. Like Cardinal Sin have a tight end blocking.
No-name tight ends blocking our edge rushers, John. No names.
I have two questions for you, Hugh. First of all, is it acceptable in any kind of formula of defense to have a no-name second-string tight end allowed to take your edge rushers completely out of the play?
Let me tell you like this, John, and this is the philosophy that most defensive linemen, you know, adopt. I don't care if his name was Tony Gonzalez. Ain't no tight end supposed to block you. I don't care if his name was Shannon Sharp. Like, and those are two good blockers. Mark Bruner was a hell of a blocker. Now, that he was a different animal.
Gronk, great blocker.
Gronk was a different animal, but it's considered a cardinal sin to be manhandled by a tight end. And to your point, like, there was a lot of manhandling. It was a lot of one-on-ones on the tight end being blocked. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what they're coaching over there. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the left tackle is taken on Huff, all right? So one-on-one, which I think still is unacceptable. But on the right side, they had a tight end with no help taking on Nolan Smith all by himself. No help, not even a hint of a running back help. And they had no problem because he wasn't getting anywhere near him. Second question I have for you, and maybe you saw it different, I didn't. Did you see at all last night any edge rusher running a stunt at all? And if so,
they stunted. It was just like the I saw Sweat. He did a, I think it was a TE or ET where he came inside. So they did a couple stunts. They were stunning. The biggest thing that stuck out to me last night watching the game, nobody got off a block. Nope, nobody. Everybody got engulfed. Everybody was swallowed up. I know that sounds weird, but it's if you watch it, they were just like out there giving big hugs. Nobody got off a block.
It's like Velcro. John, we appreciate the phone call. How about that? John has a Hugh Douglas Jaguars jersey. All right,
That's crazy.
All right, Hugh, you're I need your breakdown here of the edge rushers. What are you seeing? Because I know it's only two games, Hugh, but I'm sounding the alarms on this thing. I mean, I don't see it. Hugh, what do you see?
Nobody, like, just watching. Like, I'm watching on two fronts now because I see where Baldy's breaking down and where that chip block took Nolan Smith all the way out.
Goodness gracious.
Nobody's getting off the blocks, man. Nobody's in the passing game. Nobody's getting off the blocks. Nobody's setting the edge in the run game. Nobody understands. There was a lot of times with Bijan Robinson, everybody runs cutback. That's the staple of the NFL. They would cut the ball back, Joe. And the defensive end wouldn't be at home. He would either be up the field or he would get washed down. And they were just running off the edge all day long. Nobody, it almost feels like, and I don't believe this to be true because of Coach Fangio and what they're teaching. Nobody understands the concepts anymore of setting the edge and being the last line of defense for the secondary players. And another thing that I don't see is guys standing at home, slow playing it, coming down the line of scrimmage, looking down the line, making sure that nothing's coming back. Nobody's playing simple, fundamental football. That's what's killing this defense right now. It's like almost like you got 11 individuals out there that are not playing as a cohesive unit. I'm looking at the tackles a lot of times. If the one tackle is getting double teamed, the other tackle is not coming down the line of scrimmage. He's getting scooped. They're cutting off run lanes. They're not staying on the same line. The one thing that I remember when I played was even though you lined up, your gap was constantly moving. What I mean by that is if they double-teamed Hollis and they pushed him down the line, I have to close regardless. If he's getting washed, I have to keep that lane integrity. What I mean by that is I got to come down the line and make sure that I don't widen that hole for them to run through. They're not doing any of that. Some of those holes were so big yesterday you could drive a Cadillac through them.
Oh, it's easy. It looks easy to run the ball against them.
It's like, man, like nobody, like I said, nobody's getting off blocks. It's almost like they like being blocked. Like they're using the block as a respite. Like they're just taking a rest period. You got to play better than that, man. You got to play better than that.
Well, they do. Unfortunately, through 2 weeks, they have not. 215-592-9494 is how you join us here. Biggest blame for last night. Who does it go to? I have serious, serious alarms bells going off about this pass rush. I don't see it. The Bryce Huff thing, I mean, Kyle, we've gone through this a lot with the Eagles. They've signed many free agents that have worked. They've signed some high-profile ones that have not. I'm getting serious Nnamdi and Byron Maxwell vibes from Bryce Huff.
It's almost like
I'm not there yet. I'm not there.
Cue, buddy.
I know. And listen, I'm going to be the guy on the island. No, who's that? Jeff wanted to throw hands.
Jeff, you better watch out for Jeff.
I want to throw hands. No, man, I can't do this anymore, Don Smith.
I think a lot of this stuff is fundamentals, man. I really do. Like, fundamentals.
Don't good players have good fundamentals bad players don't?
I think some people feel like they're skilled. They got the skills to pay the bills. I feel like some people don't feel like, you know, certain things need to be done. Like I said, BG, watching him. Only guy out there shooting hands. And what I mean by that is when you on the line of scrimmage, you're locking guys out to see where the ball is going. Yeah. Nobody doing that.
Can I push back a little bit on the skills and the coaching and all
you
that?
You can push back on whatever you want to
push back. Well, I like to do common denominator themes here. Kyle, let's do this. Common denominator. We all agree BG's still the only one playing well. You know why? Because BG's really good. He's a good football player that knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Vic Fangio is supposed to fix the Nolan Smith situation. Vic Fangio's a good coach. It's the same thing as it was last year. Think about how many coordinators we've had now in the last few years, and they can't stop anybody. Maybe it means they can't play. Vic Fangio didn't get dumb. Sean Desai at one point people thought was smart. I don't know if he is or not.
So you're just saying we got some bad players?
Yes. Matt Patricia won Super Bowls. Okay?
There's clearly a lack of talent on this.
Jonathan Gannon. Like, Jordan Davis has had four defensive coordinators. He can't play. Four. I'm tired of hearing coaching. He's had four coordinators. Make a play. The only play he made last night was when he stuck his hand up in the air and Cousins threw it at his arm. Otherwise, that's a 15-yard catch down the field because no one could cover. Jordan Davis, Kyle Hamilton was the next pick in the draft. He's an all-pro. How many coordinators do we need until we say, can't play?
One more.
One more, okay.
Okay. One more.
I want to make sure we got that.
I hear what you're saying, Joe, but he's flashed. I just don't like, I believe that for whatever reason, it's just not come together. I don't know what that is, man, because I'm sitting here watching the film, and you see the talent that they have, and it flashes at times. They just haven't put together the whole thing yet. They really haven't.
Well, that's for sure. They have not.
But are they ever going to?
I think so.
Dude.
I know. I'm still holding out hope, man.
I know. But, like, could I get, like, a tangible reason as why these guys, like, besides you hoping and believing?
Because it's fun to, like, dude, like, when I tell you, like, Kyle, trust me when I say this, and I know I might sound idiotic because I know you're getting thoroughly irritated. But a lot of this is fixable with fundamentals. Why do you think BG's playing? BG is not the most athletic guy out of all these guys. BG, at this point in his career, is probably the least athletic.
So I hear you on that, but shouldn't Vic Fangio over the last 2 months have taught this?
Again, don't know what's going on.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a guy that can't hit, and we keep cycling out hitting coaches. At some point, you can't hit, man.
You can't hit, yeah.
We did this with Scott Kingery for years. Maybe it's Gabe Kapler's fault. Maybe it's the hitting coaches. He can't hit.
Every day at practice, every day, from my memory, we worked on pass rush. We worked on technique.
Yep.
Like every day. Like that was so much so that it became like a part of you. Like you just instincts. They were just instincts. Play with your hands. We used to say, because we weren't the biggest defensive line, we have to play low and we have to play with left.
And you did it.
And that's what we did. These cats don't play with any leverage. Bryce Huff is out there hugging people. He's a Care Bear. He's out there giving out free hugs.
$51 million for a Care Bear.
A $51 free hugger.
Oh, goodness. Greg in the Northeast. Hey, Greg.
Joe, Hugh, what's up, man?
What's going on?
We're just trying to figure this thing out, Greg.
Man, I can't. I'm going to quote Dennis Green here. They're not who I thought they were. I thought we were coming back this year. Our defense looks the same. I feel like I'm watching Groundhog Day. Like, it's the same stuff. Bryce Huff, man, setting the edge is a fundamental coaching point, and it's taught all levels of football. So can we do like baseball does, and if someone's not doing well, we send them down. Let's send Huff down to Pop Warner so he can learn to set the edge.
I'm in.
Pop Warner.
I mean, I don't know. The weight limit might be off on that. Because I don't know if you can play with the kids. But, great, they got to figure something out here. And then the head coach has to figure it out because the decision-making doesn't make any sense to me.
No, not at all. But, again, we're talking about the same stuff. I love BG, man. He's the best. But this morning on the morning show, we're saying the same things we were last year when we fell apart. Like, something's got to change.
Well, you know what I've noticed, Greg, over the years with sports? Players say that when they don't know what to say. I mean, and I'm not putting words in BG's mouth, but when a current player, and we appreciate the call, doesn't know what to say, they're going to say, well, we'll figure it out. We got to figure it out. Because a current player is not going to say and doesn't want to believe, maybe they're just not good enough. And I don't expect BG to come on the air. I don't expect him to believe that, right? He's a current player. He's got to believe in himself and believe in the team. But at some point, this is what they are. 215-592-9494. We'll get to the other story coming out of last night's game. Some not great news about one of our best players came out during the broadcast last night. We'll hit that next. More of your phone calls. Who do you blame the most for a collapse? A big one. Last night at Lincoln Financial Field. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartz rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.